You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So there's no other choice. And sometimes there isn't. So he requested that these people, if they die a natural death, so that means I'm not a true prophet of Hashem. Why? What's the problem? What's the problem? If 250 people will not wake up in the morning, that's normal?
No.
So what is Moshe saying?
What is something above and beyond natural?
Like what? No, what exactly happened? What exactly happened? What happened to Korach and the father? What happened to them? That's new?
I'm sorry?
That's a new thing?
It's something new.
It's new?
Yeah.
It's not new. It says in the Mishnah, we learned in the Mishnah, that Pi Haaretz was created and time of the creation. It's called Ben Hashem Hashot. It's not new.
But it wasn't used.
Fine. But it's not new. It was created. He asked for something new, right? It's not new. But anyway, if they would die, like when they go to sleep, so what's the problem? It's not a like shocking thing.
No, not as shocking as.
But still, it's not a normal thing. Normal thing that all of a sudden 250 people, and not only that, these are the Sherei Kedjor of the Korach. So here, we have to see what Korach did exactly. What did he do? What did he do? Okay, and what else? Did he?
Jealous.
No, as far as Isur, like something that's forbidden.
Jealousy is Isur?
No, jealousy is forbidden, but it's not punishable. It says in the Torah, you know. So now, here, Korach was a reform gentleman. He was reform. So he came with the new ideas, like others that they try, Chas v'Shalom, new invention of the halachot. So that's what one thing. And the other thing was that he ignored the authority. So he had no respect for the authority. So now him dying, or other people, and not getting up in the morning, so that would take care of one problem. But the other problem, that he disrespected the authority, would not be solved. So that's why he requested that he should not die like normal death. So now, here in the Torah says, Ufaseta ha'adamat piha. As you recall, it says, Ufaseta, what does it mean? Ufaseta ha'adamat piha. It doesn't say, actually, Upatecha ha'adamat piha, as it was created in the time of creation. It's a Ufaseta. What does it mean? So now we have a Teinim. The Pasuk says, Pasu sefatai. Remember the Mizmor? No? It's very famous Mizmor. What Mizmor?
90.
It's like about 66, Mizmor 66. Pasuk Yudad, it says Pasu Sefata. Now, when Moshe Abraham asked something new, what happened? The earth was talking. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
The earth was talking. That's why he says Ufaseta. From, actually, the letters of Paseta and Sipor is the same letters. It's a Pasu Sefateha, Mizmor 66, Pasuk Yudad. You have it?
Yeah.
She said, Ufaseta ha'adamat piha. The earth had an equalizer. She says, I'm opening. First of all, the opening of the earth became connected to the place that doesn't have air conditioning. Became connected. And then it was announcing, I'm swallowing Korach and the followers. He was announcing. And here it's very interesting. The Torah says that V'chol Yisrael asher sevivotehem nasu le'olam. Nasu le'olam. So it's a nasu le'olam. They were hearing the earth is talking. So where is this voice coming from? They were hearing the earth is talking. You know what that is? Wow. So that's what exactly happened. So Moshe Rabbeinu, inshallah, asked new invention. He knew, of course, he learned the Mishnah, that Hashem created the opening of the earth. But he said, no, I want something new, that everybody will see exactly how Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge. And that's what exactly happened. They went down and they were taking records, and he was announcing exactly how people are going down. And all the rechush, all the treasure went down to the earth. So now the question is, the many ask, you know, what was wrong that the treasure would stay? And then, you know, you could wire it to Yoshua Los Angeles. And they could use it, no?
Yes.
Why Hashem took their wealth?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.